You've discovered TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio.
TalkZone.com.
Now, the Common Sense Psychic with Phyllis King. Phyllis brings a unique and down-to-earth style with her Common Sense Psychic readings and spiritual dialogue with callers and guests. Here's your host for the Common Sense Psychic on TalkZone.com, Phyllis King.
Hello, this is Phyllis King. I am your Common Sense Psychic, and I welcome you to the program today on this Wednesday, October 1st, 2008. Thank you for being here. And, of course, what a wild week, what a wild time. It's amazing how much is going on. I'm sure we'll not want for things to chat about today, and I'm not in the mood to rant, but I'm sure I'll be commenting on all the things going on in our economy, of course, and the markets, and, of course, what I call spiritual bankruptcy. And the symptom is economic bankruptcy. Pretty interesting times. It's unprecedented, really, when you think about it, what's happening in our history at this time. We have unprecedented presidential elections. We have unprecedented economic turmoil. Really quite fascinating. And if you can step back from the scary factor and all the energy that gets thrown at us from those trying to make ratings in the world, it's a fascinating time. So, of course, and I would love to hear from listeners today. Of course, I'll be taking your calls and your questions today, all things psychic and everything in between. If you'd like to have your question answered on the air, I'm going to be here for an entire hour. Please give a call at 1-888-463-6748. It's 888-463-6748. Or if you're too shy to talk on the air or whatever reason, just email me at phyllis@phyllisking.net. phyllis@phyllisking.net. And I see a couple of you have already taken me up on that. But I would really, in addition to your questions, personal or otherwise, I'd like to hear anything you have to say on the economy and the markets, the presidential election, and maybe some tools you're using to survive these turbulent times and what you're learning. If you have any questions or challenges you'd like to share with others or, and again, other things that you have learned. So, yeah, so much to talk about today. Let me get to just a little bit of Phyllis King business, and then we'll jump right into all kinds of interesting topics. Let's see. If I didn't mention it last week, I think I did, but let me remind you, I had an appearance on Your Turn with Nazi Javid, which aired on Channel 50 in the Bay Area. Or if you're not in the Bay Area, the San Francisco Bay Area, just log on to that website at kfty.com. That's what's it? Kangaroo, fox, turtle, yard bird. So KFTY, or it'll be on my website in about a week. And then on the local CBS affiliate, Bay Sunday, had a brief interview with Sue Kwan. And that interview is already up on my website, the link to that. A lot of fun. It's really marketing a book is really an interesting experience. Just really quickly, one of the things you go through when you write a book, of course, is it gets sent out to like a massive number of reviewers who give their point of view about your book and what you've done and haven't done and if you did a good job and all those things. And it's kind of interesting that pretty much across the board, I'd say 90% of the women who interview my book love it. They think it's like right on and it gets to the heart of the matter and they sort of really understand the principles. And what I'm getting a lot from the male persuasion is I could do without the second half. You know, in the first half of the book, I talk about my life somewhat for the purpose of diagramming how transformation looks like. And then some of the males get upset that I keep using the word psychic. So kind of funny, but it's an interesting process going through this. This is the first book I've had that's gone through this type of scrutiny. And then, of course, the different talk show hosts and what they have to say and comment about. And, you know, I have a guest coming on next week. His name is Stephen Lewis. He's one of the contributors to the book The Secret. He also has a book called Sanctuary, Path to Consciousness, and he has interesting technology regarding autism. Long story short, We spoke last week, and he did one of his many energetic balancing readings on me, just so I could see what it was about. And he goes, "Oh, Phyllis, you're really mainstream. You know, you folks out there in San Francisco, you to be on the fringe." I don't know how true that is, but you know, us in our metaphysical bubble out here in the San Francisco Bay Area, we forget that how we think and how we believe isn't mainstream. So if someone says, "Quit using that word psychic," I scratch my head a little bit. I thought, weren't we past this already? So anyhow, that's my own personal stuff and what's going on with me and the book. So again, if you want to have your question answered on the air during the hour, it's 888-463-6748. So here we are. And I'm seeing emails coming in already, but I just want to talk a little bit about the economy, of course. And what I call this is, of course, a spiritual bankruptcy. And that the economic situation is really the manifestation, i.e. the symptom of the problem. And I picked up this fantastic book this week that some of you may know it or may not. But it's by a man named Anthony D. Mello. And the title is Awareness, The Perils and Opportunities of Reality. I mean, the title alone is so delicious. You could eat lunch for a week on that. But it's an amazing book. He's not alive anymore. He was a Jesuit priest a psychologist. And he used his training, obviously, in his religious role, but he has this concept about waking up, that we live our lives asleep. And I so relate to this concept. And this book was written 21 years ago, to let you know that truth never goes out of style. But he talks about how we live our lives asleep, we get married asleep, we go to college, we're asleep, we have kids, we're asleep, and we die, and we're never awake, that we're not aware of what's really happening in our bodies and in our minds and in our lives. And therefore, we're never really creating from a place of authenticity. And I'm paraphrasing here. But he has a lot of interesting ways that he approaches this very topic. And I think I might talk about some of those in this hour. And then there's so much in the book I won't be able to get to at the end of this hour. But during my shows over the next probably 3 to 4 weeks, I'm going to bring up various topics, because he gives really succinct instructions about how to identify in your own space what you're not being authentic about, and what that looks like, and what that feels like. And he has a cutting and amazing sense of humor. It's really hilarious. And especially when you think that this is a priest, a Jesuit priest, and so I'll get to some of those, some of his concepts and topics throughout the hour, because I think they're quite amazing. And before I read part of the book about him and his life, I thought, oh my gosh, I wonder if I can get this guy to come on my show. He's amazing. I just really took to his style. And then, of course, I read on the back of the book that he died in 1987. And this was one of a number of his books, but an amazing book, Awareness, The Perils and Opportunities of Reality. Gosh, I just love that title. Okay, so and anyhow, what this relates to the economic situation, in my never-so-humble opinion, is that we are asleep. We do not take responsibility or action about our own life. We just kind of move about following rules set forth by other people, that we don't really take responsibility or take an honest assessment of who we are or what we're doing in our lives. And so we get into these situations where we're throwing our hands up in the air saying to ourselves, well, how could this happen? I did everything right. I'm a good person, et cetera, et cetera. When the truth is, we haven't been connected to our choices. And, you know, so long as the money was flowing, then we had no problem with things that were happening on Wall Street, if you would say. It's like, no problem. As long as we were doing fine, then we certainly didn't care about that. So this is really, in my view, as I said, it's a spiritual bankruptcy. We are indeed walking through our lives asleep, not truly identifying the nature of who we are, being somewhat inherently selfish, and that we attach to labels and we allow ourselves to be programmed by any kind of means from our family, our culture, and that we live our lives responding to labels and to this programming, and we don't really connect and identify with the truth as who we are, as sort of these selfish, self-absorbed human beings that don't really try to overcome our own personal issues. And we don't really care about other people very much. We aren't really concerned with the needs of others as long as our needs are taken care of and our little circle is fine. We don't really consider the needs of humanity and the needs of our community and the needs of the people who are suffering. And that really speaks volumes to our spiritual bankruptcy. And so you get to a point like we are now in our country's history where we're really realizing the ramifications of that limited, and not for a criticism, but excessive linear thinking to the point that we just don't get the big picture. We're not getting it. And very interesting. So my take in terms of the timing and how this is all going to play out in terms of the rescue bill, well, of course, that finally those children up there on Capitol Hill will get it together and sign this this bill, which will it will certainly temporarily make people relax a little bit. You know, but we have a few more hits to take coming in 2009, and this is just the backlash that I spoke about last week at the beginning of the show, the backlash that we kind of need to have. Apparently, we can't learn the easy way. We got to learn the hard way, and so there's more of that to come. In terms of shock waves. But 2009 is a so much more stable year energetically. This has been the Roto-Rooter year, and as well it needs to be. If you're not going to learn, then you have to learn the hard way and go through these types of challenges. And so in my always optimistic point of view, I think this is a good thing. This is opportunity for people to get right with themselves. You know, I'm always saying get right with yourself. Get right with your source, and you know you're going to have a fine life. And you shouldn't be so concerned with the material aspect, because an excessive obsession with materialism just leads to emptiness and obviously ruin. Here we are. The bottom is really a gravelly, not very fun place, but it is rich and ripe for opportunity to shift and change your thinking. So again, by the end of the summer, fall, this time next year, I think as a country and as a people, we're going to be able to feel hopeful again and calm and a little more optimistic about the future. And then, of course, as my guest last week, Matthew Engel, spoke about, it's really a good 3 to 4 years before we're kind of in a groove again. So you don't take this type of a hit without substantial reorganization, restructuring, and rethinking. But, you know, for those of us who like to remain asleep and don't look at these opportunities as a chance to grow and change our thinking, you know, we'll slip right back into those old patterns and say, okay, everything's fine again. And some of those people, life will not change and they'll forget. We'll just forget this ever happened and kind of move forward. However, we are in this period of time, which many people have been talking about, 2008 to 2016, where this is the time for the planet undergoes some major shifts and transformations. So that's where we are, and there's no way around that. You know, there's no way around that we have to find different technology than oil in terms of driving our car. There's no way that we're going to be able to get around in terms of how we can feed ourselves and people on the planet and care for our medical condition without some restructuring. We're going to have all kinds of issues facing us. So here we are, and of course, as Daniel Brinkley would say, we all chose to come here, and we were chosen to come here at this time in history to save the planet, to cure the ills, and to participate in this this incredible experience and the gravity of its nature. Okay, so there, that's the essence of my rant today, and after I take a couple questions, we'll go over some of these topics from this incredible book, Awareness, The Perils and Opportunities of Reality. Gosh, that title, I just want to eat it up. It is just a beautiful statement, and the writing in this book is impeccable. Okay, so let me, I have an email here from Maria M., and I believe this is from Oakland, California. I'm wondering about my job situation. Is this the time to move on or go back with the hospital administration setting I was in? I do feel the urge to write and to communicate. Otherwise, should I just stay where I am now and take on my pursuits outside of work? You know what I like for your energy, Maria, is I do like the idea of you being in some type of a structured environment, a structured schedule. And if you were able to go back to this hospital administration setting with some, maybe on a part-time basis or on a contract, something that didn't commit you fully, I would really support that for your energy. But it seems also important that you be able to keep your hands on the pursuits that you're talking about, these other creative endeavors or the things that are really resonating with who you are as a spirit. So don't leave the creative pursuits completely to the side, but if you can get some structure in terms of how you spend your day and having some camaraderie and being part of something, I think that would be amazingly helpful for you. So I hope that helps you on that question. And I, you know, even though that's somewhat of a general answer, but it was specific for Maria, I think often having some type of structure for many of us helps us regulate our own energy, helps us regulate our own lives, and make us feel more productive in general. Until we really get our sea legs with our entrepreneurial projects or whatnot, you know, it's important to keep that discipline going energetically. And because remember, this is an energy game. This is all about how do I keep my energy in a certain place, and how do I make sure that I'm creating from a place that is really positive. And so if you're squandering your energy or you're not, you know, sufficiently disciplined with your time, then you do find it harder to move your entrepreneurial pursuits forward. And so sometimes, conversely, having these other situations in place, they actually feed your creative process. And then you sort of bring both levels up at the same time, and voila, you get where you're going. Was there something else in here? No, I believe I answered that question. Oh, and of course, here's the question of the hour. I mean, this one is so easy. Hi, who do you think will win the election, Obama or McCain? Well, I already said this in November of 2007 that I believe Barack Obama will win this year. I believe he will win by about 6 points, and a couple of reasons for that. The energy of the planet, and I look at the global situation. His energy is a huge match for the planet in terms of his listening skill, apparently. He's able to listen in an amazing manner. And so owing to that listening skill, that in and of itself has an amazing healing vibration to the whole, to all of the issues going on in our world. I don't know exactly how it works, but it's a real great match. And I believe, but for, you know, racial prejudice and underlying latent underlying racial prejudice, he would win by a much greater margin. And if for some reason he did not win, I would be very concerned about fraud and this and the like. But this is just the time. This is the future. You know, even in California where I live, whites are already a minority. And by the year 2042, I believe it is, whites will be a minority in the country. So, you know, this is the time for people who know about technology, people who understand the plight of people of color and different ethnicities ranging across the board. It's just inevitable that this type of candidate is going to resonate with the planet. So that's what it is. That's what I'm saying. So we'll check in on after Election Day. And I know I have a couple of interviews I've done recently where I've said the very same, and everyone's going to be having me back. So let's hope that I get it right. Okay, so lots more to talk about. I have a lot more questions here to answer, and a few more things I want to share about this fabulous book, Awareness, the Perils and Opportunities of Reality. But let's take a quick break, and I will give you the phone number one more time. Let me find it. Here it is, 888-463-6748, 888-463-6748. So if you would like to have your question answered on the air, that's fine, or email me at phyllis@phyllisking.net. So let's take a quick break, and I'll be back right after this.
Is your body holding you back from the life you deserve? Are you tired all the time, or tired of yo-yo dieting, only to feel more like a failure than ever? The folks at Your Power Protein ask you to imagine you feel so great that you have more energy than you need to last the entire day. Imagine looking in the mirror and loving who you see. Imagine your dreams of this future are here right now. Starting today, your dreams can become a reality with the help of Your Power Protein. That's YourPowerProtein.com. Your Power Protein has delicious, high-protein, low-carb, low-calorie shakes and the highest quality food supplements available, all to help you maximize your well-being, gain mastery over your weight, satisfy your hunger, increase your energy starting today. Claim the life you deserve starting today with the help of Your Power Protein. YourPowerProtein.com. Turn your dreams into reality.